Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, welcome to a different episode of Zero Block 30. It's different because it's going to be a little platoon room. Unlike normal weeks where I am in San Antonio, we are all together in New York.
Woo-hoo!
So that always creates a special time. We have three, maybe four rounds that we're going to get into, but I'm not even going to tell you what they are because today's episode is a platoon room. We're
it's
just
going to
see
room.
What happens,
see how
go
it goes.
Through. I have some thoughts that I want to give on my plane ride. Some things happened. I need to tell you guys about a story from a restaurant. We're going to get into several different things, and all that's going to be brought to you by Simply Safe because I am in New York, and I don't have to worry about my home being broken into or anything like that because it's covered with Simply Safe. It's a home security that knows and feels it feels good to have less fear. The award-winning 24/7 protection that protects your home through it all, through blizzards, blackouts, and burglaries. Simply Safe has won awards from all the tech experts that count. The Verge calls it the best home security. It's won Reader's Choice from PC Magazine. It's a two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice and a Wirecutter top pick. Simply Safe has no contracts, no hidden fees, no gotchas, and they always keep prices honest. Thanks to Simply Safe, fear has no place in a home like mine. Try Simply Safe for free shipping and returns. You'll get a 60-day free trial too. Order now and you'll have your home protected within a week. Go to simplysafe.com/CBT to get started today. That's simplysafe.com/CBT. Be sure to go there so they know that we sent you. Give us credit. You listen to the show. Protect your home through Zero Block 30 via Simply Safe. My mother was in town whenever she came to San Antonio to visit us before I left to come up here. And we went out to eat at this nice restaurant. And we were hanging out. The food came out and looked delicious. Mm-hmm. I had a nice, lovely steak. The mashed potatoes were whipped perfectly. Just a little dollop of butter on there. Asparagus that was thick. You know, like you can have, there's different varieties of asparagus.
Yes.
You can have the thin little bitch boys.
Those are my kind.
Yeah.
You like them? You love those thin little bitch boys.
Oh, I love a thin little bitch boy asparagus.
Or you can have ones that are packing the girth with a little bit of fresh Parmesan.
She also likes when they're packing
the girth. A little chotegas.
Yeah. So it looked delicious. And I was asking for just some fresh cracked pepper because kissing everything off with fresh cracked pepper is what I normally do. And the guy, the waiter, every time he would speak, he would just be like,
oh, that's my number one.
Soft talker.
Number one pet peeve.
No problems here.
Yeah, no, you got it. You're good.
McCartney was ordering her food. She was just getting macaroni and cheese. She's like, your macaroni and cheese. Like, and McCartney goes, what? Like, just out of nowhere. Like, what did you say? And my wife is like, McCartney, can you say, excuse me, that you didn't hear? She's like, I can't hear what he's saying. Like, what is he saying?
Just straight up.
She's like looking around so confused.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yep.
That's correct. Mm-hmm, you got to speak up.
And everybody else like has to repeat. And they're just like, spit it out, dude. Like, do you want to hear the specials today? Like, no, we don't want to. Yeah. Yes, we want to hear it, but you got to say it loud. And as soon as he left, whenever he walked away, my wife looked at me. She's like, don't you say it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm about to say it.
Did you?
I was so close. I didn't say it. But in my head, I think every single Marine who listens to this show, Cons, let me know if this is a Marine term or Army term too. Open your bitch ass mouth when you're speaking to me.
I've never heard that in my
too.
Time in the Army.
Oh, you want to talk sweet to me? Oh, you want to talk sweet to me? That's that?
No.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm sure we have something similar.
Devil Dog, are you trying to fuck me? Are you trying to fuck me right now?
Are you trying to whisper in my ear? You trying to whisper in my ear?
I'm sitting there and I want to be like, dude, just open your fucking bitch ass mouth.
Right.
Just say it once. You're not being polite. You're being rude.
And
just say it.
To me, I feel like I do sometimes say, excuse me, you're going to have to speak up a little bit. Ha ha. Because I feel like if you're talking like this, I'm not talking real quiet. Like, to me, I say this person has no confidence in themselves. Speak up.
This is
all right, well, I'm going to play devil's
like
advocate. I'll play devil's advocate, even though I'm the loud one in this relationship. What if they just have a quiet disposition about themselves and that's just how they talk?
Well, there's basically two schools of thought when you have somebody who speaks like that. One is, I don't give a fuck. Two, open your bitch-ass mouth when you talk to me.
Indeed.
I just hate
I can understand your annoyance with the guy because if you can't hear what the specials are or what he's saying, that is very annoying. I don't think that's rude. I just think that's something that he needs to work on himself service industry.
He's definitely not being rude. Like he's doing it to be like
a...
But at the same time, it's not like we're in a French place where we're about to start licking each other's buttholes. Like, we're just, like, trying to eat a steak. It's
as Texas. Happens in French restaurants. Yeah, you know how that goes.
It tends to just break out.
Better come clean if you're going to eat French. Yeah. Anyway.
I get it. You know, and then sometimes, too, like, people don't even realize they're like that. Like, sometimes I don't realize how loud I am until I get yelled at and told to be quiet. So maybe, you know, just a nice, like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I just didn't hear you. Could you
I'd rather up, loud than yeah. should to get it across. How frustrating it is. Chaps and I will actually be soft talking for the rest of the episode. So anyway, I was just thinking.
All right, enough of that. Enough of that nonsense.
Okay. But so you're right. Huge pet peeve.
Yeah, it was a big pet peeve. I also feel like I've often said that one of my best feelings of getting out of the Marine Corps was the ability to put my cell phone away, like on the weekends where you just put it away. You don't have to deal about your Marines getting in trouble. You don't have to worry about what you're going to do training. You don't have to worry about, oh, actually the plan changed. We got to meet here. The time changed, blah, 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 blah. That was one of the greatest things about getting out of the military.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys have like Nextels or like a duty phone that you had to have all the time?
I just had my normal BlackBerry that I just, I had to have on me at all times.
It was our own cell phones, lower enlisted, that we paid for, but like you were expected to fucking answer if a higher up called you.
My sergeant was like third ring.
Yeah.
If it gets to ring three, you're done.
And if someone texts you from your command and you don't get back to them within like a minute, then you're fucked.
So
like,
your command would be having a shit fit with you these days.
Oh, they always did. Yeah.
I say all that because I feel like...
I was like, then pay for my fucking cell phone and I'll answer you in 5 minutes.
No, that is a little
minutes.
Ridiculous that we expect that everyone to be as responsive when you're... In the military, to my knowledge, no one had like work phones, really.
No.
Cell phones. Did you guys have
cell
phones? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think further you go up, like command staff.
Depends on
like,
your billet and stuff, too.
Maybe, but I just, it seems
and
like
also,
most
like, because I was
personal.
A bomb dog handler, like, kind of important that they get, they're like, ah, there's a bomb. We'll take care of it Monday morning. Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. You need to be on call.
Yeah, so we had, like, bomb phones and drug phones and shit like that.
So what about it, though?
I say all that because since you've been in the fold, I feel like I have to have my phone, like, just in case you go
on a
hiking trip. Explain to the people what happened to you this weekend.
Yeah, I went for a hike. I was an absolute degenerate on Friday night. I was out till 4:30 in the morning just crushing my beloved Miller's and taking shots because I was like, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, woo! I started off with a power hour here at the office, and then it just escalated. It was.
Did you even know you were going to do that? Because we got off the radio Friday night, and then I saw a tweet like later on that night, like, I'm doing a power hour. Like, okay.
I was going to go to the Barstool Breakfast St. Patrick's Day party, but then they're like, hey, you want to stick around for power hour? And I'm like, sure, why not? You know what?
Right.
Free beer. So I did that, and then Lights, Camera, Podcast guys here had a birthday party down at this beer hall. I was like, I'll swing on by. And then next thing you know, like,
the wheels
came off, whatever. I was drinking from one of those enormous, like, Dust Boot-style beers, and then next thing you know, it's 4:30 a.m. So Saturday, I was such a huge turd. I was like, Sunday, I have to get up and go hiking. I have to, like, so I picked this hike.
And you've been wanting to do that. You've been saying that you've wanted to.
I was overdue for one.
Because you've had, like, work weekends where you've gone, like, to Philly and Daytona and things like that.
Yeah, this weekend was my first weekend home in, like, 2 months almost, just doing nothing, kind of, I think. It's been a while. So I picked a hike that I was, when I was drunk on Friday, I guess I was scrolling through one in the back of a Lyft or whatever, and I screenshotted the directions to it. I was like, this will be fine. So then when I took off on Sunday, I was like, oh, yeah, I got the screenshot directions. So I took while I was drunk. I'll be fine. So I missed the part that said the one side of this mountain that's pretty much straight down into the Hudson River. You're on a ledge pretty much around the whole thing for about half a mile. I missed the part that says in the winter becomes a sheet of ice.
But they buried the lead, in your defense.
They did.
Like, you would think that having an entire side of the mountain being covered in ice would be something that you'd put, like, bold red.
Yeah.
Bold,
like,
red
it's not the
like,
same
warning.
Thing. It's not the same thing as, like, there's an occasional raccoon named Ricky who comes out onto the trail.
Right.
And he can be kind of an asshole. It's not the same thing.
And this was in, like, I was following the screenshots, and this was in, like, mile 5 of the hike. So it was pretty far into it. It's not like I could just be like, oh, I guess I'll just turn around and do, like, 10 miles back, because I only had, like, a mile to go. So I was like, fuck. I didn't have that much. I wasn't prepared, okay? I had, like, a Snickers bar and a water, and I was hungover.
Thank God the cell phone service was good, though.
Yes, because I ended up, so I took this dumb video myself. I'm like, oh, the trail gets a little icy here. And I hadn't read the part yet that said it was icy. I didn't find that out till like after I got through it. So I did a video of myself showing my feet and how slippery it was. Well, as soon as I finished posting that video on my Instagram, I fell. Yeah. I fell hard, and I slid down I slid down like 12 feet.
Because it wasn't like crunchy ice. It was like slick.
And it was warm, too, on Sunday, so there was like water coming down over it. So it was like that wet ice that had all the bumps and knobs and shit in it, too. So I fell. I was like, and then I get to – and there's a ravine to my right that goes down to the Hudson River, probably like 300 feet. There's trees and brush and stuff, but there was ice under the brush, too. Mm-hmm. So it was deceiving. It looked – so anyway, now I look back up, and I can't scramble back up the way I came. I tried, and I was like, fuck me. Well, how far could this ice possibly go? I'll be fine. By the way, my tights are ripped. My butt, looked in the shower yesterday. I have a huge cut down the back of my leg, and my butt has just like huge knobbed bruises. So I'm like, shit, I'm literally holding onto trees and like little things, swinging my body. My knuckles are bloody and swollen. And the sun is starting to go down, and I'm on the dark side of the mountain. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because I didn't know how much
this
farther.
This is how Lifetime movies start.
Yeah, I didn't read ahead, of course. So I didn't know how much longer I had to go. So I was, the more, every time I came around to Ben and all I saw was more ice. And I'm talking like, I don't know if you saw the pictures, but the sheets that climbers climb, 5 foot thick down the fuck. I was like, oh my God, I think. And my legs were shaking because I'm a little scared of heights. And I'm looking down. I'm like, oh my God, I've like really gotten myself in a pickle. So I texted you guys. I like posted up on a log. I forget what I texted you guys, but I was like, hey.
Well, at first you just said guys. That was the only text, guys.
Because I didn't want to panic anyone real, like my family. I didn't want to be like, hey, Dad, guess what? I fucked up. But I felt like you guys would get the humor of it, but also be concerned.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I fucked up. Like, I think I bit off more than I could chew at this trail. Nobody is around. There was not a soul. Mm. They must have all gotten the memo and read ahead. And I,
I don't think so, because it was buried, like, legitimately.
It was super buried. And I really did think, oh no, what if the sun goes down and I am that asshole? I swear to God, I think I would rather let myself freeze to death than be the one who's like, Bob Barstool's Kate Mannion was rescued by a helicopter pod.
That would have been the best content.
Yeah. I would let myself die.
If one of the guys is like, hey, yeah, no. We actually listened to the pod. Here's the bucket that you're going to get in.
No, I think.
And then it's welcome to the jungle. that would be great.
Can you guys turn on Welcome to the Jungle as you lower that basket?
I'm not getting on until I hear that sweet, sweet tune.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, jokes aside, you were very lucky that your cell phone had good enough service that if you had gotten into something, you could have called. Because otherwise, you remember that movie with James Franco a few years ago, 127
Hours?
Oh, The Guardian.
Oh, my God. I thought he was going to bring up The Guardian.
No, it wasn't. But he got trapped. And it was a true story. The guy got trapped. He went for a hike. No one knew where he went.
Right.
So at least, we knew where you were. You could have called someone.
That's why I texted you guys. Yeah. I'm like, here's where I'm at. If I don't come home tonight, I should have. My phone was on like 8% when that happened.
Oh, yeah. You definitely should have dropped a pin.
So but it was.
Did you go back to our podcast that we did last Friday where we talked about doomsday prepping?
I did. I was like, if there's one thing. You know what I'm going to use my final 8% on? I need to go back to that episode. I need canned peaches dropped down to me. I need split pea soup to run down the mountain and I'll be fine. I'll just,
Oh, man, that would be so fun to do like a survival thing. Like we're Bear Grylls, but it's set up like Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. But instead of actual things that are, like in Hunger Games where you could call in and it'll give you aid.
Yes.
They'll give you like penicillin or whatever.
But you're like God who gets to decide what I get. You're like canned peaches for her.
Like we put Kate in this big arena where it's just like survival and all the different weather changes. And then she's like, what the fuck is this? Pea soup again?
That's literally, it's just a river of pea soup. That's all I have to.
It looked like a good time otherwise, though.
It was beautiful. It was great. Was humbling. Because you're like, oh, I'm just in upstate New York. How rough could it be?
Right.
But you learn how quickly you can be a fucking moron and make poor choices.
When your feet finally hit the deck at the bottom, were you like?
I swear to God, it was like all rocks the rest of the way, and I didn't even care. I felt so much relief. It was literally a half mile of nothing but slippery, slanted ice. Mm-hmm. And it was my limbs were. I feel like I got hit by a car today. I was using
every
muscle.
Your core was like so sore.
I was using every muscle in my body, and there was moments where I had to reach up another few feet and actually get momentum to swing. That's how crazy it was at certain points. Yeah. so that was very silly.
What's the lesson here? Will you never go hiking alone again, or will you go hiking alone but you'll do some extra provisions to ensure this doesn't happen? happen?
No.
Just reading?
Well, see, then afterwards, once I was okay, I was like, man, that's so cool that I got to use, it's like a game. I got to use my mind to not die. I got to like.
Did you have your Coleman backpack?
I did. Like, and it got caught on a tree branch. You should see it. She's like in shreds because she and I were just going through
that. Oh, man, you just got that one too.
I know.
I'm surprised you didn't use that as a cushion and slide down.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That would have been so smart.
Yeah.
My ass is literally like, it's just completely, it looks like it was a punching bag at a boxing
gym all
weekend.
Your face when I said
weekend.
That just
dropped.
She was just like,
son of a bitch. That would have been perfect.
Instead, I was like getting snagged on shit. That's a long story, but it was, and it's one of those things too. I don't know, like sometimes, veterans chase the adrenaline. That is like one of the few exciting things that happens anymore is almost dying, man. So it was pretty exciting. My heart was pumping. My legs were shaking. I was like, whoa, what a time to be alive.
So one of the good things about coming up here this week was getting to see the Barstool, the Bracket Busters. Like, we're doing that whole tournament again.
Yes.
Where if your team anywhere from 9 seed to 16 seed gets to the Sweet 16, then you get to go with Dave to the Final Four. Regrettably, because they knew that Cons would only pick West Point, and West Point, once again, failed to make it.
Not in it. Can you believe
not
it?
Not in it. Yet again.
Just barely missed out on making the tournament. Kate, you prepared a little bit of Army-Navy basketball trivia, right?
I did. Well, so I had me wondering, as we were looking at all the teams and everything today, and we had to make our picks, had Army and Navy, because I know they're Division I, NCAA, had either of them ever made it to the Sweet 16? Mm-hmm. I genuinely didn't know. They could be great for all I know. I just don't follow it too closely. But so, drum roll, please, Bren. Navy, the midshipmen, have made it to the Sweet 16 a whopping 11 times and
no,
been in
haven't.
The...
They haven't.
And they've been in the Elite Eight three times.
They made it to the Sweet 16 three times, too. They've made the tournament 11 times.
To me, that's the Sweet 16. Are we not at the Sweet 16 yet?
We don't fact check.
Okay.
And we don't wrong sports trivia.
We don't wrong. What? Didn't you give up correcting people for Lent?
Yeah, but see,
even
if
they're wrong, though.
I thought
this,
I didn't want you to, I was just really helping. I wasn't correcting. I was just further
another correction.
Helping the details for you to understand them.
Wow. Let me rephrase.
You need extra ash
midshipmen,
on your head now.
The midshipmen have made it to the tournament a whopping 11 times.
You said that extra fancy. You said tournament extra fancy.
Tournament.
So that like completely gets rid of the mistake you made earlier.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's like when you say Bear Grylls. Yeah. I wonder where that Y comes from at the end.
Is it? What is it?
No, I think
Grylls?
It's right. No.
Is it Grylls?
I thought he was saying it correctly. No.
Oh.
I think it's Grylls. Is it just Grylls?
His last name is spelled Grylls.
There's no
so
extra Y.
I think
y.
There's some room Grylls. For interpretation in that Grylls. Last name.
Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
It sounds like a Southern man saying, you see those Grylls at the zoo? But anyway, it's been bothering me. I'm glad I got off my chest. While...
Nicaragua.
Yeah. Nicaragua. Whatever. The midshipmen have made it. See, this is Cons trying to distract me from the Navy doing well. The midshipmen made it to the tournament 11 times and the Elite Eight three times, but they have never won officially, though technically before this whole official NCAA thing, they did win it all in 1913 and 1919.
Are you counting those as wins?
Well, they were recognized by the polls at that time that everyone took as gospel.
A better answer there would have just been a simple no.
Oh,
like,
well,
for the record's sake.
I like he's being.
I'll be honest. That was what was gospel at the time. So,
well, thankfully.
Oh, I know why you're doing that because secretly you're going back to football to count that as a championship.
Well, no. Yeah. We won.
No, let's move on.
I mean, but also more so because I was going to say because Army won those same pools had Army winning in 23 and 44 for basketball.
Well, longtime stoolie David Robinson kept game logs for the 1986 Navy Elite Eight run because we're big people on logs.
That's just these are the game logs. He didn't keep the game logs. These are his stats.
Wow, two people mansplaining to me in the span of maybe 30 fucking seconds.
Couldn't be me.
Jesus, pardon me during Lent, but Jesus H.
Couldn't have been me.
Talking sports.
David Robinson, hell of a career at Navy, and then obviously went on to become one of the best players of all time in the NBA.
These stats,
after his military
27.5 points per game, 11.7 rebounds per game, 5.75 blocks per game, maybe the best athletic performance by a military college athlete ever, David Robinson. brick by brick. My goodness.
The Admiral. That was
his
Admiral.
Nickname. Yeah.
See, I never even, I'll be honest, I never heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Bill who?
San Antonio legend.
Whatever.
Yes. Top 50 player in NBA.
Yes.
But the years he was there, 85, 86, 87, his time at Navy, they crushed it. Let's check and see how Army has done in the tournament.
Womp, womp.
Drum roll, please. Oh, well, let me just go to Wikipedia first. Army West Point has generally not done well on the court, partly due to West Point's strict academic and height requirements.
I think Cons made that.
The Black Knights are one of only four original D1 teams in history to have never participated in the NCAA tournament.
Dude, never?
No.
Never.
No, just tough.
But
tough
it's because of the height requirements
but
that they have there.
But I've seen some tall guys come through. I think it's just, just like any other sport.
Who wrote that? Find out who the hell wrote that.
You know what our claim is every March, though, is we just get to claim Coach K. And,
yeah.
You know, we ride his coattails.
There you go. Well, someday you guys will make it.
Hopefully.
Maybe not. Probably not.
That's surprising because even my Roadrunners have made the tournament.
So they, yeah. Well, have they really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I have nothing to say. It's just we've had
That was low-key kind of ugly by Kate to be so shocked that my beloved Roadrunners meet have made the tournament.
I have.
They're one of the top 20 programs in the state of Texas.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Hot the duties. Wow.
And I don't know if you know this. Academically, we're known as the Harvard of Central Texas. Central Texas.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Impressive.
Very fancy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ivy League.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed League.
I don't know where we're going to go from here, so we're just going to move on.
Okay. We're talking some drinking. All right. For this one, the Marine Corps Times ran a story that caught my eye titled, "Here's What Happened in Iceland After Marines and Sailors Drank All the Beer in Town." And I couldn't wait to read it because I'm a nosy lady. And I thought, what kind of shenanigans did these gentlemen and ladies get into? So Iceland Magazine came out with articles saying that bars in their capital city were struggling to keep up with the demand of heavy beer consumption of American service members. They were all in town for a NATO-led exercise, Trident Juncture. Lame name, but anyway. So you'd think that the Marines who were there with the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, aka MEU, would be getting in all sorts of trouble. But no. The article from the Marine Corps Times said they were actually on their best behavior. There was no shenanigans. Nothing happened when they were all drinking and drank this town dry. Only one Lance Corporal was disciplined for bad behavior, for being wrongfully drunk. I love that term, by the way. Yeah. Wrongfully drunk. I'm stealing that. And disorderly conduct. The only other incident for the 24th MEU at Trident Juncture was, this could be wild. Hold on. Maybe there's hope. Wrongfully misappropriated a Norwegian medical kit. I don't even know what
he
that means.
He shut that up somebody's ass.
Somebody's butt. There was
somebody got something in their butthole.
Something was in a hole, and it was weird. So
it was probably a little bit of silver bullet goofing.
It was a silver bullet goof. Yeah. Absolutely 100%. But one of the biggest NATO exercises in, God, they were saying like decades, and they all go there, they drink the town dry, nothing happens. Can I say what we're all thinking? What a bunch of nerds.
Yeah,
thank
nerds.
Thank you, Cons.
Yeah,
Cons was on top of it.
They're nerds.
What the hell? What is wrong? Back in our Corps, there would have been so much razzle-dazzle happening.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you look around and look what Reykjavik like, looks like.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to be able to pronounce that one.
I fucking nailed that.
Nailed it. You did.
I only said the city's name because I knew I could nail it, Reykjavik. Yeah. So if you look around, they have these hot springs. My dad was actually in the Navy, and they used to stop over in Iceland all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that going in these hot springs was like a rite of passage, that whenever you there, everybody talked about how beautiful they are.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the northern lights. You can get on that. Dude, if you would have told me that an entire MEU of Marines and sailors would have stopped
thousands.
There and nobody got in trouble.
That's impressive.
What they probably did, it's just no written trouble.
Yeah.
There definitely, if you drink a town
it's a great town.
And
yeah,
also,
either no one got in trouble or their command's good at covering
shit. Because you're going
up.
Back on a float, dude. Like, it's not like you're going back to Lejeune where you're living in your house, like in Jacksonville, North Carolina. You're getting on a dumbass boat for a long time.
Right.
And you could imagine the difference, because we've already talked about the punishments that you can do on a ship, like bread and water, even though that recently has gone away. The punishments that you could do on a ship are way more intense.
Ball, pee, and hammer on the paint.
Yeah. So if you're out
time,
there
pinging away,
you got in trouble, and then you have duty more often on the boat or something like that. But I'd have been naked in one of those.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Hot springs. In a second.
You read the title of the article and it's like, here's what happened when Marines in Iceland drank all the beer. And I'm like, they're cannonballing
somebody,
paints out.
Somebody
in
fucked a narwhal.
Right. Yeah. There's somebody, yes.
Somebody shoved the horn of a narwhal in their ass.
In their butthole. Yes.
Narwhal. Real animal, by the way.
I was shocked by that after the movie Elf came out. I thought, oh, what a mystical creature. It's
Bye,
real.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, good, Mr. Narwhal. Yeah. I just can't believe it. And I can't believe narwhals are real, and I can't believe these Marines didn't get into any trouble.
Are you disappointed in them?
A little bit.
A little, yeah. I mean, you would have thought that they would have had at least one international incident.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't get through a fucking weekend just at base, like at home, without like 10 people screwing up enormously sometimes.
But there's also probably so many different types of dare, just because based on the food that they eat in Iceland, like they have fermented whale blubber as like one of their delicacies there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, PFC Numb Nuts is out there like, I'll eat this fucking whale blubber, dude. Oh. Don't even fucking say I won't eat this whale blubber.
Yep.
You won't shove that whale blubber up your ass with that fucking medical equipment. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I'll shove it straight up my ass.
That poor Norwegian who let that guy borrow his medical kit.
You know what voice I was doing
Poor gal.
There. What I imagine Lenny from Mice and Men. What his voice sounded like. I'm so tore up over it.
I do think that you're probably right. It was probably just a case of a lot of these stories just not getting to the press. It's very possible that just nobody heard about them.
Well, I was.
I think good NCOs, officers, if it's nothing terrible.
In-house. They handle it in-house.
They handle it in-house, yes.
Well, regardless, I was still disappointed. So I took to Twitter on our Zero Block 30 account, and I asked for our followers to tell us what their wackiest alcohol-related incidents were within their command, and got a few good answers. My own, our unit got invited to the Spike TV Awards many moons ago. And so everybody was wearing their dress blues. I didn't go. They only picked like a select few.
Very distinguished event, by the way.
Oh, indeed. The Spike TV Awards. Yeah. But like some of our guys were sitting at tables with like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis and all these different like celebrities who were considered legit. Like Tom Cruise was there.
Sure.
So their seating, they mixed the Marines and their dress blues, intermingled them with the celebrities. Well, one of our Lance Corporals got so hammered drunk because it was an open bar. I guess he kept sneaking booze. He vomited on the table.
Love it.
Was there anyone significant at his table?
Yes. I believe, word on the street, Mila Kunis.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's been around that, though. She seems like she's a cool chick.
She wouldn't get too bent out of shape.
Yeah. But here's the worst part. He vomits on the table in his dress blues. It's during the show. It was one of those award shows where they're all at dinner tables instead. They can't drag his body out until the commercial break.
Oh, no.
It's like when you're doing a change of command and somebody passes out in the middle. You just leave him.
They just had to leave him. And then on the commercial break, the other Marines had to come in their dress blues and, like, drag his body out. So, meanwhile, those of us who weren't selected to go, we're all bummed. We're back at the barracks. And we get the news of what happened. And we're like, we didn't even do anything and we're fucked. Like, we're all so fucked because of this. Oh, my God. And we all were.
What if you were sitting at the table? What do you think you could have said to him that would have made the moment perfect and hilarious? as soon as all the vomit hits the table, what's the one thing that you could say that would make an entire table of Marines like lose their minds?
Laughing or angry?
Yeah, laughing.
Oof.
All the vomit just completely goes on the table.
Sounds like you got something queued up here.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Follow it.
And he did.
All that vomit goes, follow it.
Follow it.
Peachy face.
Yeah.
That joke gets me. And McCartney used this. My six-year-old daughter uses that joke.
Yeah,
it's all
a lot. Yeah, that's good.
I wish you would have hit that fucker at the beginning. Like, dropped her fork, fucking follow it.
I wish I had, too. In hindsight, 2020.
But we got some other ones, some good ones. We'll go with Jordan Davis. He sent in and he said, I had a Marine crash an Indonesian motorcycle into a bar front while the locals cheered him on. I mean, Indonesians, I've been to Indonesia before. They fucking
party
go after it.
Yeah.
So I could see you being drunk, sliding a motorcycle
Rev
into one
that
of their bars.
Thing.
Like, woohoo, yeah. Then it's basically anything goes in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not anything. You get lashed and stuff, too, in the streets.
Well, you know.
But we'll keep it on the lighter side.
Keep it on light. We'll keep it light.
I'm not going to curse the Indonesians like I did the Bosnians.
No, don't.
Not ready for that.
Serbians. Wow,
oh,
don't bring Bosnians into it. My
shout
God.
Out Bosnians.
Wow, you're Take digging a hole. Back. Read the next tweet.
I really digging hate like Eastern Europe a lot.
But when we put this tweet out, I immediately thought of a story from when I was down at Fort Hood, and I actually wasn't there. I heard this story from one of the NCOs who was there. Group of five NCOs, and this 1-on-6, he was just really getting after it, right? To the point where they're like, all right, we got to take him back to the hotel because who knows what's going to happen. And it's only like 10 o'clock, so there's a lot of night left. So if he stays out with us,
yeah,
something is bound to happen. So they go to like take him back to the hotel, and he just runs away.
Ugh.
Now, if anyone knows Austin, at a certain part of the evening, Dirty 6th Street, portion of 6th Street, is like just shut down. So you can just walk in the street, and it's no big deal. You don't have to worry about cars or anything. So he just takes off running. But he runs to one of the intersections right where the cars had just been opened up again so traffic could go through. He didn't see it. He gets hit by a car.
Oh, God.
Flips over the top of the car.
Oh, God.
Just pops, like, eats it. Pops up, rips his shirt off, and screams to the other NCOs, "You'll never take me," and then just takes off.
Is he single? Hell yeah. I am interested.
Now they lose him. They find him the next morning. Here's what happened. He took off. He ran... I checked today because I couldn't remember how far. He ran 5 miles to the Yellow Rose of Austin, which is a very well-known gentleman's club at Austin.
Yeah.
But he had ripped off his shirt.
Oh.
So they wouldn't let him in. So he like buys a t-shirt somewhere, gets in, spends the rest of the night at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, they always had this one coffee shop, shout out Joe's in Austin, where they would always meet up. Just find him sitting outside. Like sleeping, like head in his hands, sleeping. Like
rally point.
Where did you
right?
go, dude? And then Monday morning at PT, I heard this story before we start running down the main strip in Fort Hood, and I took off from my platoon and I run up next to him, and I looked at him and go, "Rough weekend, Sart?" And he just looks at me and kind of smirks. And
yeah,
I fell back with my platoon, but I was
holy
just
shit
impressed by that guy to get wow. eaten by like taken
Khan's
out by
admitting
a car
under the radar that he fell out of a run.
Unbelievable. Wow!
No. Fall out.
Khan's
I went up
out of run.
That was a
wow.
long story to finally yeah. tell us to finally get around it to admit to that.
Buried the lead there a little bit. There, Khan. Wow. Sean Sturman said, "I had a buddy run away from a corporal's course party. He found out that he smashed in 3 car windows, took a guy's lantern shirt.
Green lantern shirt,
which was skin tight on him, and they found him in a hangar on Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort. He's now good friends with the guy who took the Green Lantern from him. He only got NJP'd. I mean...
Stole a Green Lantern shirt and then ended up befriending the guy later on. There you go.
It's my favorite shirt!
It's not bad. I loved this next one from Sleeper, at Sleeper. Thailand Cobra Gold.
We also... Wait, before you go... We have to give shout out to his avatar on Twitter because it's a very famous picture that I did years ago called Under Beard Facade. And so
oh, yeah.
you put your head all the way up in the air, your beard is sky high, and you put your glasses on your neck
yes.
where you look kind of like Beaker
yep.
from the Muppets. And so that guy, shout out Sleeper SS, he has got a little bit of Under Beard Facade.
He does. So he says 19-year-old private gets dropped off on the back of a local's scooter, not allowed, drunk as balls. This is in Thailand. So Thailand guy's scooter rolls up. This private's on the back of it. First sergeant sees him and calls him and his leadership on the carpet. The drunk private keeps calling the first sergeant Ghost Rider. And Top loses his shit and has to be restrained by the others. I loved that
That's
one. It made
great.
Me laugh out loud. To be a drunk private calling a first sergeant, all right, Ghost Rider, like, so good.
Oh, my God, because the first sergeant would be so mad.
I love that he had to be restrained from, like, murdering this kid.
Yeah. It makes me sad that you never experienced Okinawa, because you would have had the opportunity to see, like, the courtesy patrols
yeah.
that they would go out. Could you... And that would have been me.
Mm-hmm.
If I wouldn't have got out of the Marine Corps in 2012, that would have been me. I would have been that gunny, that first sergeant out there being like, okay, bitch. So we want to eat sushi without our fucking shirt tucked in.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, you would have thrived. You would have absolutely thrived in that environment. Yes.
And I would have loved it, too. That I used to, like, legitimately, I only got caught, like, out of uniform being looking, like, inappropriate civilian attire was the phrase that we had used
yeah.
once. We had a huge snow day in Virginia, and me and the company gunny that was the company gunny before me, we were hanging out because we were like next door neighbors essentially.
Yeah.
And we stayed up drinking tequila until all hours of the morning. And the next day we were like, fuck it, let's go get some beer because it's a snow day. We don't have to go in. So we walked up to this gas station that was probably like half a mile away. Well, wouldn't you know it, our fucking Master Guns was in there. And we had been off for like 5 days. So we had like 5 or 6 days growth. And the look on my Master Gunn's face when he looked at me wasn't mad. It was like a disappointed father.
That's the worst.
And he was like, I thought better of you. Mm. Because he was like slick baby faced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, come see me on Monday. And then he just aww, left, and he like took his beer. And I was so disappointed in myself. Like, we get out, and Johnny was like, fuck that guy. I was like, all right.
All right, here we go.
Started ripping cigs, ripping Black and Miles, and just started crushing it. Like, what the fuck is he going to do to us?
Yeah.
Shit. He ain't going to do shit.
I had something similar happen. I was coming back to school during the summer. One time I had been off for, I don't know, a week, 10 days, whatever. So, same thing, growth on my face. And I was getting dropped off down at the barracks, and then or just going to the barracks real quick, and then I had to go up to the stadium. But I had a cutoff T-shirt on and flip-flops, shorts, whatever. The superintendent just happens to walk up. That's a 3-star general.
Oh.
He says, hey, come here. And he was like a very, very great guy.
And were you like,
Bill
hey,
Lennox,
why don't you talk sweet to me, bitch? Yeah. Talk sweet to me. I guess we just talk loud. Now. Yeah, come here.
All he said to me, though, is listen to me. I need you to do two things for me. Get a shave and find some sleeves. I was like, all right, Roger,
you say,
sir.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Were you wearing a tight Green Lantern shirt when
I
you
was,
did it?
Unfortunately, it should have been. That would have been even better.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good stories.
I mean, a lot of these are like what happens on duty, but there's so many that take place in the barracks, too. I wish, you know what would be a hit TV show?
Hmm.
If you had
keep
a Big
going.
Brother situation,
yeah,
and you put just nothing but cameras in,
oh my God,
in a barracks.
Oh.
Just for field day. Just Wednesday field day. What are we doing this week?
That's what this one at MOAD Dynasty said. They released us early on St. Paddy's Day. Next morning formation, about 5 people had black eyes, and all the vending machines were smashed open. I love that at the barracks. Like, I just to be a fly on the wall in there. We had so many times in the barracks where it was like, you keep it in-house. So it's like, yeah, the senior Lance Corporals, like us, were just desperately trying to hold things together and keep it from going above to the NCO level.
It's like you're having a party at your own house and you don't want your parents to find out.
Yeah, but like even going out in town and trying to find that one guy that you know is like at the hooker hotel, like doing whatever, like just desperately trying to keep things in house as much as you could.
Fucking
on the weekends.
PFC Leonard. He'll
yeah,
get you.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll get
fuck you up.
But I also love the times where you know, as like a sergeant, whenever you're at that level, that your Marines are doing some fucked up stuff and you want to see it, but you can't let them know that you
right.
want to see it.
Yeah.
Like whenever we would have typhoons in Okinawa, we would constantly make boats. Like we would take the old dog food buckets that were enormous, cut those in half with like razor blades, tie them together, and see who could sail across like the kennel yard.
Yeah.
Because the wind would be going like 60 miles an hour. These dudes were just, and ladies too, they were just staying at the kennels the entire time, not able to leave for a period. It could be of a week.
Yeah.
And we knew that they were drinking. They weren't supposed to. But as like a functioning adult, you know how miserable that duty is
yeah.
because you've done it before. So you want to make sure that you go out there and make sure one of your Marines isn't dead, like behind like the tunnel that the dogs crawl through.
Yeah.
But you also don't want them to see that you know that they're doing
that they're
some
doing
dumb
it. Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It puts you in a tough spot because you're
it
like,
does.
Just go be a little junior devil dog.
Ignorance
just go do
bliss.
Your little thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is certainly it's a weird dichotomy.
It's
definitely a weird dichotomy because also once you're like a young NCO or you know a fresh officer, like you're not like super old. By no means are you like this super wise, old, mature individual.
Right.
So you're
like, I get it, man.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah,
pretty
yeah.
sweet. Yeah.
You have to pretend.
No. There's definitely a part of you, I can tell you, where you're like, you want them to get in trouble a little bit just so that you can yell at them.
Oh, my God, dude. You have no idea. Yes.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Oh, I got a call. One of my least favorite Marines. Now I said that. Now I feel bad because he might be a guy that actually listened to the show. Fuck it. And his name is I hated
Broke
this kid.
Broke up those ears.
I hated this kid.
Don't listen to that.
Not really hated. I was very disappointed because usually, like, canine Marines, for the most part, you are in really good shape. You look good in uniform, mm-hmm. like, because you have to win boards and stuff to get the job. Was not that kind of guy. It was a very common phrase that I would say that he looked like somebody had shoved pancake batter into
a
uniform.
Yep. That's a very, very specific visual that I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it looked like his uniform was just shoved full of, like, mixed up pancake batter. Well, he left his dog in the kennel in Virginia in the middle of the summertime for like 2 hours. And Doc,
that's not right.
the guy that we've had on the podcast before, was the one who called me and notified me. I'd already gone home for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, I want to let you know we were doing kennel care. I was doing the last check. I didn't see this dog. So I went out to the van, and he was in there.
Oh, God. Jeez.
And I was like, first I was like furious, and I was like, whose dog is it? And he told me, and I was like, oh. Oh, good.
Good.
And he was
good.
Like, do you want me to call him and tell him to come to work and be in like uniform and shit? I was like, no. I'll come pick you up. We'll go to him.
Make a house call.
Oh, yeah. So we went to his house, and we got all of his uniforms and shit like that. I was like, go get me every single one of your uniforms right now. So he was getting like the Alphas, the Charlies, the Bravos, like going through the whole thing. And he's like, he had no idea, like, because he didn't know what had happened. Like, he didn't know that Doc hadn't called him or anything like that. So we go to his house and get all of his uniforms. And he finally, at the end, he's like, Sergeant, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just going to take these to the tailor for you. I'm going to get all the ranks reduced because you're going to lose one on Monday.
Oh, and, wow.
And he was like, what happened? It's like, go feed every one of the dogs. You're not leaving the kennels. He's like, I was like, you left your dog in, and we just got in the car and rolled out.
Man. And then he's just got to live. Was that like a Saturday or Friday?
Friday evening.
Oh, so he's just got to live with that all weekend.
Yeah.
What a terrible
feeling.
And I told
Doc, I was like, don't fucking call, like, don't answer his phone calls. He can call one of the other Lance Corporals.
Yeah.
Like, don't call, nobody's answering his phone calls at all. And when we left, Doc like looked at me and he was like, dude, this is like legitimately mean.
That's like torture. Talk about Sunday scaries.
He's like, this, yeah. He's like, you've done some fucked up stuff, but this might be the worst one. Because, I mean, imagine like just.
And you actually reduced his rank, or that was just a prank?
Oh no, we reduced him. Yeah, like I called the company commander. I was like, he's got a like it. It wasn't on Monday, but it was pretty soon thereafter because you're gonna get NJP. I mean, that dog could have died.
Yeah.
If the dog dies and it's in your care, that's a felony. Like
yeah.
It's like the Marine Corps equivalent of a felony, because that's essentially what the military would value that as, a $50,000 asset.
Yeah, right. Because you spend all that money to train those types. It's not like you just go get another.
And
dog.
Not just the commanding general of the base hasn't. Like, he has to have a certain amount of dogs on station to function properly. Like, you have to have bomb dogs, drug dogs, all those things. Especially at Quantico, you have Amtrak that runs through the base. Like,
sure.
We constantly are doing searches all over the place. So,
did he give an excuse as to what he did? He just flat forgot.
I mean, it wasn't like that. If it was a one time thing, because anybody can make
a mistake.
You know,
well,
that
was going to be my next question.
Actually, Brent bleep his name out. I don't want to say it.
It's probably.
Name.
I mean, he probably had a lot of other things prior to this.
Because he had done other good shit. He'd like been to combat. Like, he did pretty well. Like, he was decent.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I couldn't allow that to happen because he had some other issues that were going on too. Like, made some mistakes, and to me, that was just like the last straw.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah.
Woo.
But I mean, that's a great point. People don't even think about that, how valuable those dogs are. So that would be, you know, not the equivalent of losing a person, but pretty close to it. So,
well, I, combat-wise, it's a force multiplier. Like, a dog is much more valuable. If you said, all right, we're going to have 15 Marines out here looking for IEDs or one dog.
Yeah, of course.
Like, well, why the fuck are you going on hands and knees? Like,
yeah.
let's go do it.
So the punishment, was that like a Chap's original, or is that something that you had heard other people do? Is that like a common thing where you're like, okay, or did you like cook that up? Like, how can
I don't
want to
say it's a Chap's original, because I mean, I'm sure it's like, it's been around since 1775. Like, we've done, there's been a few.
Yeah.
But I thought of that when I was like, this one's going to really sting. Because normally when you get in trouble, it's like, come see me right now.
Yeah.
Like, imagine like going back to your Marine Corps days, if your staff sergeant and sergeant showed up unannounced at your place and were like, give me all your uniforms.
Oh my God, your mind just has to start racing.
I'd say the only like, I wasn't even diabolical, but like the one I can think of that was like my biggest one, which was nothing. I hated yelling at people. I hated that kind of stuff. But I was in charge of a guy who couldn't pass his PFT, which to me as a Marine was so unacceptable.
Yeah.
So I would set my alarm for all times in the middle of the night. So like 2 a.m., 3:30 a.m., 4 a.m., like an hour, so that there'd be 30 minutes to go back and change for PT. And I'd be like, get up. We're going to go run and train. I'm going to keep waking you up at random times that you don't know until you pass your PFT. So like, you will not get a good night's sleep, and you never know when I'm coming to kick on your door until you pass your PFT. And he still didn't. He still failed. But I got in really good shape.
I was such a... I'm going to tell you a story that's going to make you hate me for a second, Kate.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
Said this story
here
or not.
Comes the bleeding
and this
heart.
This one would not fly now at all. And looking back, I am shocked that I did
this. I might get mad at you and like legit be like, that's really shitty.
Yeah, I think you're going to,
okay.
Actually.
Oh,
so
no.
Our radio
show.
Can't
wait for this.
We have to do our radio show in like what? We got plenty of time. So we'll be over it before then. So there I had.
She's already stewing in her seat.
I had another fat body Marine. And he had came from Paris Island. He was stationed on Paris Island and then went to Okinawa. And I was a corporal at the time, but I was the corporal who was in charge of the PT program for the kennels. And whenever this guy came in, guess how many pull-ups he did?
None.
Zero.
Okay.
So who else has zero pull-up requirements on the PFT?
Ladies.
Ladies.
Yes.
So
well, now maybe.
Yeah.
Not then.
Back then, it was they're all ladies didn't have to.
Just a little bar hang.
So I would not allow.
I'm seeing where this is
I
going
would not right allow him to PT with the males. I made him wear a sports bra, and I made him do flex arm hangs.
Taps.
Yeah.
Sports bra is a step too far. Pat, I'm mad at you. I'm genuinely mad. That's too much.
I was like 24.
Oh, my God.
Chaps is much different.
Kate's face.
It's yeah. Like a bully at school.
In Chaps' defense, I look at the
don't,
world.
Don't jump in this. I don't need you in this
well,
fighting
I'm just going to say very lightly. I would be a very different leader now at 34 than
yeah,
I was
dude.
At
I would never do that now.
If I was an NCO.
My staff sergeant.
And you were my fellow, I would be like, no, we would have fought over that.
My staff sergeant was so happy that I did, because he's just out there like flex arm hanging his ass off.
The flex arm hang is fine. I get that. But the sports bra
what?
Is too
He had
much.
Big tits.
That
titties be
matter.
Popping.
It
his titties
matter.
Were popping.
No. No, I hate you right now. For the next 15 minutes, we're not friends.
Don't talk to her.
Wow, good luck finishing the rest of the episode. As not my friend.
All right, cool. Any save rounds, cons?
Yeah, I got one. You know, it's interesting. So we just celebrated today is Monday as we're recording. Yesterday was St. Patrick's
Kate's
Day.
Pouting.
Kate is very upset. But maybe. I and Kate, maybe this will cheer you up a little bit, being of Irish American descent. Mm-hmm. I found an interesting stat that of the 3,500 or so Medal of Honors awarded in our military, roughly 60% have
had
been awarded.
Had man tits and had to wear a sports bra?
No.
Wow, that's offensive.
About 60%.
We don't body shame on this
oh,
part.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
we don't?
Shame.
Really? Okay.
What do you mean?
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
About 60% have been awarded to Irish Americans.
Holy shit.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that until this morning.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I knew that.
One theory is that, you know, the Irish, we come from a proud background and we've gone through some turmoil. And although we will always fight for our country, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you'll always fight for your brothers and sisters next to you. So it's just kind of inherent within our blood.
It's kind of like how the Moos are so good at fighting over in Afghanistan because they were fighting forever.
Right.
And, I mean, not to keep things too light, but a million of us got schwacked by the British back in the day, and so we got pretty good at fighting, too.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
In a roundabout way.
Yes.
I think it made us tough.
Mm-hmm. It did.
There you go.
That's all I got. I'm going to let you two figure this one out yourselves.
Sports bra. Just trying to sabotage the episode now.
Don't look at me. Yeah. I didn't say that. I didn't do that punishment.
Okay, look at him.
You can't be mad for something that happened. That was legitimate 12 years ago.
I wish I had a little pair of hawk binders on so I didn't have to look at you all day.
We should get you hawk binders for the radio show tonight. That'd be good.
Yeah. Put ear blinders on me so I don't have to hear the shit that you do.
At least I didn't say his name.
You did. We have to bleep it out.
No, that was a kid before.
Oh,
there's
right.
Two fat kids.
Oh, my God.
Down the retreat.